David, would you share with us?
This is Uncle Jack's favorite song. It's called Crossing the Bar by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me. And may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. But such a tide is moving, seems asleep, too full for sound or foam. When that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. Twilight and evening bell, and after that the dark. And may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. For though from out our bourne of time and place, the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. Uncle Jack, thank you for being there when we all need you. You raised the bar for us. We're going to miss you as a husband, a daddy, a brother,
and a uncle,
but most of all, we're
going to
miss you as a friend.
Thank you, David. Let's pray. Father, you gave us birth. You're ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Give to us now your grace that as we shrink before the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days here are accomplished, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our life may be in you, Jesus, where nothing can separate us from the love of God. Lord, we thank you that Jack is seeing you, Pilate, Jesus, face to face. We thank you. We praise you, Jesus, and we pray this in your name. Amen. From Isaiah, the 40th chapter, we read these words. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Kenneth, would you share with us?
Those of you who really, really knew Jack know how much he loved books, really enjoyed reading. And one of his favorite books, and I guess we would include or exclude, I don't know, Lonesome Dove, but was a book entitled Little Tree, or The Education of Little Tree, a story about a Cherokee boyhood. And it's a moving story about a Native American boy's coming of age. And Jack, as the family has told me, used this many times to quote and some of the sayings from this book. But today the family has asked that I read just a few lines from one of his favorite parts of the book, and it concludes with a part that he often, I think, quoted and said in the presence of his family. And this is, of course, written in first person, so eyes, little tree. I tried to pick up Grandpa's load in mine, too. I ran the still, but I know our wares was not as good. Grandma got out all Mr. Wine's figuring books and pushed me on learning. I went to the settlement alone and brought back other books. I read them now by the fireplace while Grandma listened and watched the fire. She said I'd done good. Old Rippet died, and later that winter, old Maud died. It was just before spring. I come from the narrows down the hollow trail. I saw Grandma sitting on the back porch. She had moved her rocker there. She didn't watch me as I come down the hollow trail. She was looking up toward the high trail. I knew she was gone. She had put on the orange and green and red and gold dress that Grandpa loved. She had printed out a note and pinned it on her bosom. And the note said, and this is the part that Jack loved, "Little tree, I must go. Like you feel for the trees, feel for us when you're listening. We will wait for you. Next time will be better. All is well." What more can we say? We love you, Jack.
Thank you, Kenneth.